Okay, today's daf is Yuma, daf Pei Zayin, and we are on the second to last daf here in Maseches Yuma. And again, we'll talk about a topic related to Inyani Tshuva, which are all these dafim, and that is Tshuva of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. We spoke about this already related in an earlier shiur about the four types of Tshuva, but we'll talk about it through the story on the bottom of Pei Zayin Amar Aleph, because this is a story that's used by one of the great Achronim to help explain the essence of Tshuva of Yom Kippur. The story of the butcher. We'll get to that. We'll read that again in Beit Hashem in a couple of minutes. But we'll start off with a question, and then we'll get to the Ardaf as an answer to the question. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tes Zayin tells us, as we know, that there are three books that are open on Rosh Hashanah. As Rav Krasbudoy tells us, the statement is as follows. Amar of Krasbudoy, Amar of Yochanan, Shloshes Farm, Niftachan, Rosh Hashanah. Three books are opened on Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shal Rishon Gemurim, Ve'echad Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, one of the purely wicked, one of the purely righteous, Ve'echad Shal Beinoniyim, and one from the Beinoni, the middle people. Tzadikim Gemurim, Nechtavin, Ve'echtamin, La'alter L'chaim. Completely righteous are written and signed immediately on Rosh Hashanah for Chaim. Their judgment is finished on Rosh Hashanah. Rishon Gemurim Nechtavin Venechtavin La'alter L'misa. Rishon Gemurim are written and completely finished on Rosh Hashanah L'misa. The opposite. Beinonim Tluyim Va'omdim. The Beinonim are Talui Va'omed. They're in limbo. They didn't have the Chasima yet. May Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. From Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, they're in limbo. Zachu Nechtavin L'chayim. If they are Zoche, so then they're Zoche to Chayim. Lo Zachu Nechtavin L'misa. And if not, they are Zoche, they are Nechtavin, they're not Zoche, but they're Nechtavin L'misa. Amar Be'avan, Maikra, Yimachu Misefer Chayim Im Sadikim, Ayikasvu, Yimachu Misefer, Zed Sifran Shal Rosham Gemurim, Chayim Zed Sifran Shal Sadikim, Ve'im Sadikim Ayikasvu, Zed Sifran Shal Beinonim. Okay, Psukim, quoted there, or based on the Pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu. Good. This is the Gemara. So what does Zachu mean? Pashtus, what is this Gemara telling us? That you have to have more mitzvahs than Averos. A tzaddik is somebody who has more mitzvahs than Averos. And a Rasha has more Averos than mitzvos. Rashi says, Rishon Gemurim, Rubam Avonos. Beinoniim, Mechza al Mechza. A Beinoni is Mechza al Mechza. And that's what the Aseres Yimei Tshuva are for. So two questions. Number one, all of Aseres Yimei Tshuva is just for Beinonim. So, how many people in the world have exactly the same number of mitzvahs and averos? Right? So, most of the world, almost everybody in the world, is finished Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur is just the Beinonim. It's very difficult to understand that the whole Aseres Yimei Tshuva would be dafka for that minority of people, number one. And number two, is the question that's asked on the Rambam. It's also Rabbeinu Hananel right here. But what does Zachu mean? So we would think Zachu means doing more mitzvahs than Averos. If someone is Zoche, because of Rosh Hashanah, they have the same number of mitzvahs than Averos. So for the Rabbeinoni, if you do more mitzvahs in Aseres Yimei Tshuva than Averos, then Zachu. That's Zachu, and then, wonderful, one can be Zoche on Yom Kippur. That's what we would have said, but if you look in Rabbeinu Hananel right here, he adds two words what Zachu means. Zacha va'asa tshuva. If you do tshuva during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, so then you're Zoche and you're Nechtav and Nechtamin L'chaim. But if you don't do tshuva, then not. Why dafka tshuva? It should be more mitzvahs. Even if you don't do the mitzvah tshuva, what if you do more mitzvahs than Averos regarding all other mitzvahs? That should be good enough. Why isn't that good enough? And the Rambam says it also. The Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam quotes this Gemara from Rosh Hashanah and says the same thing. A Perek Gimel is about the first half of Perek Gimel is about how a person has to see themselves and the middle, and the whole world is totally on me. But the Rambam says in Perek Gimel, Kol echad v'echad mibnei adam, yesh lo zechuyos v'avonos. Every person has zechuyos and avonos. Misha zechuyos of yesiris v'avonosav, tzaddik. Person has more zechuyos than avonos, he's a tzaddik. Misha avonosav yesiris v'avonos, rasha. Mechza la mechza, beinoni. V'cheina medina. Right, he talks about a person, it talks about countries, and the Rambam says, "Kol misha nichan lesel sha'asa." If you feel bad about your mitzvos, here's the line. Kishem sheshoklan avonos on the v'zchuyos b'shas v'sasso. Just like a person's avonos and zchuyos are measured at the moment that he dies, kach v'chol shana v'shana. Shoklan avonos kolecher v'echan miboy olam. Every single person, every human being is judged. Im zechu Yosav b'yontav shel Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, that's the day. Misha nimsa tzaddik nechtam l'chayim. Whoever is found to be a tzaddik, he is sealed for life. Misha nimsa rasha nechtam l'misa. Whoever is sealed for not to be a tzaddik, so then misa. V'habedoni tolin lo ad yom ha-kipurim. Im asa tshuva nechtam l'chayim, v'im lav nechtam l'misa. So does tshuva, pasha doesn't mean if you do more mitzvos, you would have said that. So, kasha on the Rebbeinu Chanan, kasha on the Rambam, why is it that when the Gemara says Zacha, they both interpret that to mean Asa Tshuva, shouldn't it mean doing more mitzvos than Aveir? So, three answers given. If you look in the Emek Bracha, Rav Parmanchik, he says, well, I'll tell you, only Tshuva is the one that makes sense. And maybe this is the most emesdik Lamita Shel Torah answer, even though other Achronim don't. But what does he say? The year really, once you reach Rosh Hashanah, the year is over, the previous year. The minyan, the measuring, the medita of mitzvos and averos is over. It's a new calendar year. How can more mitzvos that help now? It's a new year. It's Tavshin. Now we're in Tavshin Pei Aleph. For Rosh Hashanah, Habal Dinu L'Tov, Tavshin Pei Beis. Once we get into Rosh Hashanah, so then it's a new year. How can that affect the counting of Tavshin Pei Aleph? Only tshuva could go backwards. Because tshuva could erase averos from the previous year, and memeila there's more mitzvahs than averos. Just doing more hashavas aveda and tzitzis and tefillin, so how is that going to help the previous year? So he says, that's why zacha has to mean tshuva. That's the Emek Bracha or Pramanchik in his sefer on tshuva simen beis. V'yalkei nirlani ezeti pashik. Tahadabina nasa tshuva hainu mitzad atzmo. Mishum, denehida moa kawashana lachriya kavazachuyos, af I mitchila sashana ya rasha shavanosam rubin, haino dafka atfil shal yomadin. Avo barasha shana, shikfar shaklu avonosav, venimsa beinoni sheno tzadik, emma feredi, I don't have more mitzvahs, shikfar nasas of tfil shalom nimsa tzadik rasha shana, my yom ashaakagach yechriatsmo, es kavas fiosli a tzadik. How does that help? Become akamari at tfiya alava dan kayemis. Lama lohayat sadik bizmana kodim ad Rosh Hashanah. Vitfiyazu lo yicholol is batel elai de tshuva shlema. Only tshuva could help because that could erase from before. Kolo shal davar, the shikol avonos eno ela barash Hashanah. Vachros kafas chuyos eno moelos ela adzmana shikol avonos vilo acharkach. Only tshuva can go backwards. Beautiful answer. That's given by the Emek Bracha. The question is, why don't all the other Achronim give this answer? The Koch Ve'ar, Rav Itzala Petterberger, he was the one that made this question famous, one of them. And he asked this question, the Koch Ve'ar, the Ar Yisrael is Rav Yisrael Salanter, and Rav Yisrael, Itzala Petterberger, who is his student, he wrote a sefer that goes along with the Or Yisrael, the Or of Yisrael Salanter, the Koch Ve'or. He's a star of the Or. But he asked this question. So why does the Rambam say tshuva? Shouldn't it be zacha? So why didn't he give the Emek Bracha's answer? Sounds like very pashut. It's the only one that can go backwards. How could anyone argue? So maybe it's not so simple. Maybe there's an added element. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us earlier on Daf Ches. Rosh Hashanah tells us, describes the beginning of the Yovel year. Beginning of the Yovel year. What happens with the Avadim at the beginning of the Yovel year? Says the Gemara there. Tichsiv v'yamar kipurim taviru shofar hamanir v'shmal b'noshar b'yachan ben broka hi. D'tanya. V'kidash v'shazach ha-mishim shana. You shall sanctify the 50th year. Mata malomar l'fishin erav yama kipurim. Sintes ez on Yom Kippur yachalo te miskadesh ez el b'yama kipurim ve'ilach. You might think it starts on Yom Kippur, everything. No, v'kidash v'shazach ha-mishim melameid shemiskadeshes v'holeches mitchilasa. The Kedusha goes and expands, and it moves. It's not a one moment, it's a process. Miskadeshes v'oleches b'tchilasa. V'kanam Rav Yisrael b'noshe Rav Yochanan b'roka. Me'roshana yom kippurim. From Roshana to Yom Kippur. In Yovel. Lo hayu avadim niftarim l'batein. La avadim will go free during Yovel, they don't go free yet. They don't go to their homes. V'lo mishtabdim l'adonim, but they're also not subjugated and they don't work for their masters. Ela, they're in limbo. Ochlin v'shosin usmechen. They eat, drink, and are merry. Ve'itroseim b'roshehem, and their crowns are on their heads. Not for now. The Rambam uses the same type of lashon describing Olam Haba towards the end of Bilchus Tshuva. Kivish Yigil Yom Kippurim. Once Yom Kippur comes, that's when there's a mitzvah d'araisa to a shofar. Taku bezdim b'shofar. Niftu avadim l'bateim. V'sadas chodos l'baalein. Then the shofar lets the avadim go free, and fields go back to their bialim. The question is, what is this limbo period? When does Yovel start? Pashas Yovel starts on Rosh Hashanah of Yovel. So why is there a mitzvah daraisa dafka to blow at the beginning on the 10th day of Yovel, Yom Kippur of Yovel, and that's when certain halachas kick in? Is it not Yovel yet until Yom Kippur of Yovel? Is that Tosefes Yovel? Or is that, no, it's really Yovel, but certain halachas didn't start yet. Or is it not Yovel yet during these 10 days? It's not Yovel yet, but the year changed. What is it? Or is it some type of transitionary period? The first 10 days of Yovel. So if it applies to Yovel, that's where we see it. But maybe one could suggest that every year, the 10 days of Aseret Yemei Teshuva are a transitionary time period. Obviously, you have to choose one or the other for the calendaric year. What's it going to be? It can't be in no man's land. It can't not be either year. So, a pialacha, you have to choose one for to be the calendaric year. But in Lundis, conceptually, this is a transitionary period between the 2 years, and therefore, maybe the mitzvahs could go. It's a built-in extension. Sometimes for taxes, there are extensions. This is a built-in extension every year that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows a person to add on to the previous year. So that's how maybe one people can, and Mefarshim could argue on the suggestion of the Emek Bracha, right, which seems so such a davar pashut. Because maybe, no, things can go backwards, things can be added on. So, but that is all answer number one. Why does the Rambam, Rabbi Nachmanel, say Zacha means Asa Tshuva? Because it's the only one that can go backwards. But there is another answer from the Kofayor, from Israel, from Rav Itzala, from St. Petersburg, and that's based on our Gemara, on our Daf. Right? Because during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, Hashem comes so close. Hashem comes close to us during Aseret Yemei Teshuva. The Rambam, we read this a few days ago, also the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Vav of Hilchos Teshuva. The Rambam discusses there the uniqueness. Aval Pisha, Teshuva Vitsa'aka Yafel Olam, even though Teshuva and crying out and davening is great always, Baseret Hayamim Shvein Rashon V'Yom Kippurim, the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Hu Yafe V'Yoser. Umiyadi miskabelas. It's wonderful and it's immediately accepted. Shine'emar, Tirshu Hashem bihi matzo, kira'uhu biyoso karov. Call out to Hashem when he is found, kira'uhu biyoso karov. Call out to him when he is karov. That's by a yachid, a tzibur, could always call out, and the tzibur always has the status of Aseret Yemei Teshuva throughout the year. So it's unique. What's special about it? Says the Gemara, our daf now, says of Itzel, according our Gemara, the story with the Rav and the Butcher. So let's read it again. It says the Gemara, Rav Havili Milsabadi Ahu Davcha. Rav had an argument. A certain butcher wronged him. Rav didn't want the butcher to go into Yom Kippur with this on his head. So Amar, this by the way, the Kofi quotes this in Hey Gimel, Perikeos Gimel. Amar Iu, Ezel, Analef Yusele. Rav said, you know what, I'm going to make it easy for him. I'm going to go be there so that he could say, I'm sorry. I'm going to make it easy for him. Paga Be'erafuna, Erafuna meets him on the way. Amar Le, Lecha Kozomar. He asks him, new, where are you going, Rav? It's Erev Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah daraisa to eat. You know, aren't you busy? Amar Le, Lefisa Leplanya. I'm going to appease Ploni. I'm going to go make it easy for him. Amar says, Rav Huna, to Rav, Azal Abba, Lemiktal Nafsha. You're going to end up killing the butcher. Rav's nickname was Abba, so I don't understand. What are you doing? How did Rav Huna know anything? Right? Rashi, Lemiktal Nafshe, Achshav Hu Ma'anisho Lamus. Now you are causing him to get a punishment to die. What is he saying? Isn't he going to make it easy? So Azal Vakami Lave, what does he do? He goes, Rav doesn't listen to Rav Huna, he goes and he stands in front of the butcher anyway. Yosef, Havi Yosef, a Kapali Reishi, he's sitting there and he's chopping up a head of a cow, right? Rashi Mishaber Atzmos Roshal Vahema, he's chopping up bones. Dali Eini Vechazi, he lifts up his eyes and he sees Rav there. Amar Le Abba, At Zil, is that you? Go leave. Leslie Milsabadach, I have nothing to say to you. Pahadi de Kapali Reishi, as he is chopping up the bones of the head, Ishtamet Garme, a bone shot out, Vomachi Bakue, and hit him in his throat, and Vakantle, and that was the end of the butcher. The question is, how did Rav Huna know? How did Rav Huna know that this was going to make it worse? So, explains the Kofayar, because Aseres Mechuvah, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes close, as we just read. Yeshua Hashem Hi Matzo. The missed opportunity, that's what makes it worse. Rav made himself available to the butcher. Rav Huna knew that the butcher was not the kind of guy that was going to say, I'm sorry. He knew this was now making it worse for the butcher, because Rav is there and the butcher still doesn't apologize, still doesn't say, I'm sorry. That makes it worse. And that's why Rav Huna says, Ozo Abba, Lemikdal Nafsha. That's Aseres Yimei Tshuva. It's not an issue of doing more mitzvahs than Averos. You can do more mitzvahs than Averos, but that will all be outweighed by the missed opportunity and the fact that the person didn't do tshuva during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. That's going to outweigh. And therefore, says the Koch Fayar, that's why the Rambam and the Rabbi Nachman will say also tshuva. Because it's not about just doing more mitzvahs. It's about taking advantage of the opportunity to do tshuva, and in that way, that will make a person a tzaddik. If one does not take themselves, avail themselves of this opportunity, that lost opportunity would outweigh everything else. And if you look in some of the Rishonim, this approach is already hinted to. If you look in the Ritva, right here on the Daf, Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, he quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah. V'harav Rabbeinu Yonah Zal, Hosif, Delohachi lo ka'amar chat'u nechtavin lamisa. It just says zachu nechtavon l'chayim, lo zachu nechtavon l'misa. Why doesn't it say chatu nechtavon l'misa? Mishum davi milsa davi memela. Because it's not like you have to do anything if you are chote. No, it's just that if you are not zoche, it's a davar de memela. Sharei yom kippurim mitzvah. It's interesting. Rabbi Yonah says it. We'll get to that better in a minute. Sharei yom kippurim mitzvah min haTorah lehisvados v'lasha b'tshuva. Rabbi Yonah is the one. Oh, we were going to read it from Sharei Tshuva, but he says it here too. Yom Kippur is a separate mitzvah say daraisa. Yom kippurim mitzvah min haTorah lehisvados v'lasha b'tshuva kiddechsim mikol chatoseichem l'vayeshet d'toru. It's a separate one of the mitzvos. V'hinei. Im asu mitzvas asezu zachu v'nistachru. If you do this mitzvas asay, you're zoch and you get reward. V'im lo asu kein hari avru v'hirshiu v'nischaivu. And if you don't do this mitzvah, then you blew it. Then you blew it. So it's not like you have to be chote. You just have to not take the opportunity. Same idea, right? The roots of the pre Yitzchak of the Or Yisrael. Same person, is right here in the Ritva B'Shem, Rabbeinu Yonah. If you look in the Me'iri also, the Me'iri, here on the Daf, Afal Pisha B'chol Yom V'Yom, Ro'i La'adam L'Fashvesh B'Maisav, L'Shuv Midarko Ara, even though every day of our lives we have to do tshuva, Kamo She'amru Chaz Avos, Shuv Yom Echal L'Fni Misascha, you have to do tshuva one day before a person dies, B'chol Makom, B'Zman Azeh, Ratzalomar, Rosh Hashanah, Ro'i Lo L'His Orer B'Yoser. It's appropriate that he's misover. Amr Chazal Derech Mashal, Gimel Svarim Niftachim, right, it's a Derech Mashal, that literally the three books open upstairs. Ratzalom, Shkola Chavachani, Don Levi Masav, Kamosha Biyana Bemishta, Vis Oro Lafashis Bemaisav, Velachsam Mashal, Hubi Yadamin Averos, Va Misrashel Bezman Hazeh, Min Hachuva, if somebody doesn't do Chuva now, Ein Lo Chelek Bashem Elokei Yisrael. Shebechol Hashana, Shekol Hashana, Ein He His Orus Matsui Kolkach. The His Orus is not so Matsui. But the midas didn't wait to see what you're going to do. Here's the time to take the opportunity. If you don't take the opportunity now, so that is a major stain on the record. What the Meiri referred to was Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, in Beis Yudalit and Dalit Yudzayin. That's a separate mitzvah of Tshuva on Yom Kippur. Just again, one topic that requires a separate shiur, but we'll just mention one or two of the ideas. Why do you need a new mitzvah on Yom Kippur? Right, every day, as the Meiri said, Shuv Yom Echad Lefnei Misascha, and the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, every day you have a mitzvah to do tshuva. So what's unique about the tshuva of Yom Kippur? Why do you need a separate mitzvah of the tshuva of Yom Kippur? So there are different suggestions given. The Pachad Yitzchak Rafuner writes in Rosh Hashanah and Maimer Lamed Gimel, maybe there's a difference between the different parts of tshuva. Again, many say this. Rav Soloveitchik says this in his own way, and that is this difference between Rav Soloveitchik uses the lashon of kapara and tara. The Pachad Yitzchak says erasing the sin, but totally negating the sin. He gives a mashal of kibbutz. If you wash it, if you scrub it a little bit, you get off the dirt, you get off the stain. That's tshuva all year. But maybe the rosha, maybe the mark is still there. You know, you'd wear it because it's light, but you got off the dirt. Achlafi rova kibus yislavin. The more you, that's a lashon he quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah, the more you clean, the whiter it gets. V'nimsa, says Rav Huttner, de'ein lecha shum tznuas ha'nefesh, b'kibun ha'tshuva shel yibash mishum ha'avaras ga'al. There is no movement in tshuva that wouldn't clean it a little more. Abba mishalon iskaimu ikari ha'tshuva, even though you didn't do all the ikari ha'tshuva. The Alzekas Rabbeinu Yonah, the Lechol Tshuva, Timsa Slicha, the Chulu, and then that's Rabbeinu Yonah. So it's different, right? You have to do all of Tshuva, to erase everything. You have to go through all the Ikari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yonah talks about. There's like 20 of them. Like Kibbutz, the more you do, the more you do. But the Yom Kippur is total. Number one. The Mishnah Yavetz Rav Zhulti writes in Arachaim, in Os Simen Nun Dalid, that maybe during the whole year, the focus is on the Prat. Every Avera Bifrat is what we try to do tshuva on. So if I did five Averas, if I do tshuva on four of them, then the whole year that's fine. So I did tshuva on four of them, I didn't do tshuva on the other one. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, if I don't do tshuva on all of them, I'm lacking. It's tshuva of the gavrish, the tshuva of the klal, just like a mikvah, says the Mishnah Yavetz. The chalukah is mitzvah shuva yom kippurim v'kol hashana him shtei mitzvahs miyuchados. The chalukos him b'yisod dinam. She's a pashut. Shemecha nichshal chas v'shalom b'shtei averos. Sorry, there's two averos going to chil Shabbos u'b'machalas asuros. V'yosat shuva al avera achas halo bevadai shal osa avera shalosat shuva kiyem mitzvah shuva. Ula b'mitzvah shuva b'yom kippurim d'chsiv mikol chato seichan l'vei Hashem t'taru kiyem a mitzvah hu rak ba'ofan shalosat shuva al kol ha'aver shebiyado. Shenemar mikol chatoseich al veishem tataru letaras atzmo mikol chatoyim aval masa tshuva rak al avira achas. So then you were not mekayim the mitzvah tshuva. That's tara. That's shav tara, says the Mishnah Yavetz. There are others. The Meir laolam suggests that by most mitzvahs that don't have a specific time, even if you don't do it, it's okay as long as you do it eventually. Then you'll get it done. But tshuva of Yom Kippur has a specific time. So that's what makes a difference. If you don't do it today, so then it's going to be lost, a lost opportunity. Either way, there are some ideas about the tshuva of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and a little bit at the end about the tshuva of Yom Kippur.